It's time for the May edition of Mondays with Mike. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. If you have questions or feedback on what you hear or don't hear on WPR or on shows you are about to hear, other special events and much more, you can give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Mike number two is with us today. That's Mike Arnold in place of Mike Crane, and a special guest also joins us for the first segment of the show so we can preview the WPR Next pilot programs. We have pilot programs ready to air starting this month, and we want to get your feedback. Let's welcome our guests. Mike Arnold is the Associate Director and Director of Content at Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, Joy.
And also joining us is Adam Friedrich, the Executive Producer of WPR Next, and he is the special guest. Good morning, Adam.
Great to be here, Joy.
Good to have you both here. Well, Adam, what is WPR Next?
Well, WPR Next is Wisconsin Public Radio's initiative to create and curate new content for broadcast and digital. And we have, about a year or so ago, we put a call out to our producers in-house to come up with ideas for programming for WPR. And throughout the last year, we've narrowed those. There were about 75 that came
wow.
in. And yeah. through the past year, we've narrowed those down couple of waves, and we have four that we've been working on in production for the last 4 months, and those will be airing this spring.
In fact, it's kind of a complicated schedule, and we will make sure that's posted on our Facebook page, and it's at WPR.org as well. But we will hear these shows starting in a week or so on the Ideas Network and on the NPR News and Classical Music Network. There's a weekday slot, and there's weekend slots.
That's correct. Beginning mm-hmm. May 15th, each pilot will air one pilot per night, Monday through Thursday, and they'll air across both networks.
Yeah. And what do you hope? You hope for some feedback from listeners to decide which ones stay and which ones go?
Oh, absolutely. And it may not be that black and white is stay and going, but we always value listener feedback. And we've gotten some already that we've passed along to some of the producers of these pilots that, you know, the idea from our listener might have fallen under the umbrella of what their pilot was about, and we've passed that along for future consideration.
Yeah. So we will we'll play some clips from the four different pilots, but Mike Arnold, why is WPR doing WPR Next?
Well, one reason we're doing it is the importance of adding new shows to our schedule. We've had some programs go away in the last few years. Car Talk is running out. What Do You Know left the schedule a while ago. And so we're trying to find some new things to particularly focus on weekends right now is what we're doing. And it's always good to have new things in the schedule from time to time.
And is there something different about weekends as opposed to weekdays?
Well, you know, these programs are a little lighter. The weekends are a little more relaxed because that's what people are doing. So I think as you hear them, you'll hear kind of a weekend thread running through all the program ideas.
All right, we'll go through the programs. Adam, tell us about Because Science.
Yeah, Because Science is kind of an extension of the popular Central Time segment of Discover Science. It's hosted by Central Time's Veronica Rickert and produced by Amanda Magnus. And it's produced in partnership with Discover Science Magazine, which is based right here in Waukesha, which is this renowned science periodical based right here in Waukesha, Wisconsin. And they kind of tease that segment out, and Veronica does such a good job of distilling a lot of scientific, stories and interviews down to a very palatable way for listeners to digest that. And she did a great job compiling a bunch of profiles and stories that are going on in the science world. And this clip is with a UW professor of astronomy, Eric Wilcotts, and it's talking about life outside of Earth.
Well, so if you game out the odds there that there is life in the vastness of space, and we don't even really know how vast space is, I don't know, how probable is it?
I am convinced that there has to be somewhere else some life. Is it advanced? Yeah, I'm not sure about that. But if you think about it, on the Earth, it took something like 4 billion years before really sort of multicellular structured creatures existed on the Earth. And most of the Earth's history has been filled with bacteria.
Would you be excited to find bacteria?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even
great.
Bacteria?
Oh, yeah. That'd be fantastic.
Why bacteria? Because you know it's sort of the building blocks.
You know it's the building blocks. You know, okay. I mean, fundamentally, we have yet to find any evidence that life got started anywhere else. So just to find bacteria somewhere else or evidence that there was bacteria somewhere else, that sort of changes the story.
Okay, very cool. So that's because science is cool and fun to learn and talk about.
Yeah, and that's a part of what they're kind of framing as get to know a scientist segment, and where it's you pull a scientist out of the lab and kind of talk with them about what they do. But I think Veronica did a really good job if she did like a series of lightning round questions. So it was like, what's your favorite pizza? Those kinds of questions, mm-hmm. and really get to know these people. And they also did a lot of fun things with Discover. They did a quiz with a listener. A quiz on can you name who said it between theoretical physicist Stephen Hawking or William Shatner?
Please don't pop quiz me.
No,
funny.
I won't do that, but tune in for that because it's a lot of fun that they, you know.
Can you win fabulous prizes?
I bet you can.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So yeah. Veronica hosts this show, Because Science, and it's an hour long of different interviews and features and quiz things.
Yep.
And you know,
a lot of fun, several different profiles and interviews on stories.
Very nice. Let's take a listen to another of the new programs. Let me play a clip from Beta.
Obviously, the best way to make it funny, innovative, and successful would be to hire you to host it.
Oh, I cost a pretty penny.
However, you could make the case that it can't afford not to do that.
You can't afford not to do
it. No, exactly, yeah.
Merrimecco.
Yeah, Merrimecco.
Just remember that joke.
Yeah.
People on the light side of the forest wear hoods, and people on the dark side of the forest wear hoods.
Robert Moses didn't do that. So not only is it a remix, it's probably the worst remix in history.
Donald Trump is going to be tremendous in a knife fight. Believe me, all those rumors about him having too small a set of hands to even hold a knife, that's just fake news. It's sad. The truth is Donald Trump is going to make knife fights great again. Bigly.
You listen to Beta because we listen to you.
All right, what did we just listen to there, Adam?
Well, that was a montage that producer and we call him audio auteur, Doug Gordon, mm-hmm. Put together for his pilot of Beta, which again is an hour-long show with several interviews and several fun segments, as he teased there. And it's difficult to describe, but I should say that he titled the show Beta, which he has as an acronym, which I believe is constantly evolving. But he has it right now. Its current incarnation is Bodacious and Entertaining Transmedia Audio.
Okay.
But what I love about that is that Doug is so entrepreneurial with his concepts and his angles and approaches. And one clip that was played in that montage was with the comedy writer Meryl Marco. And she, for those that don't know, she was the creator of the late night show with David Letterman and kind of the person that was responsible for all of these, you know, stupid pet tricks. And he joked with her about the Finnish home furnishing line Merimekko. And he said, it just seems like a natural, you should be a spokesperson for that. Now, here's this person with decades of experience in comedy writing, and that was a fresh joke she had not heard yet, and Doug kind of disarmed her immediately right off the bat with that. Yeah. So that's just a little taste of what Doug does and what Beta is.
And Doug is good at that, yes. these are all very entertaining. Another show is Entertain Us.
Right.
Adam set the scene of that one.
Yeah. Entertain Us is from the team that did the summer music series on Central Time Setlist. They've kind of expanded that approach to cover the broader spectrum of pop culture. And they've done a wonderful job, and that's kind of mixed with interviews with musicians, television critics, and comedians. And this clip that they're playing in is with a Wisconsinite, Nick Pruer, Who's actually been in the news lately. He's being sued by a Wisconsin television station.
Oh, that's right. I know what that's about.
for playing a prank.
Yep.
And as you'll find out in this clip, the pranks don't just...
exercise guy?
Yes, okay. the chop and steal.
So he gets onto a morning show.
Correct.
On a local TV station, purporting to be someone he's not, and then kind of makes
That's
a big
correct.
Practical joke out of it.
Yeah, and
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You'll find out in this clip that those pranks don't just, they can stay in-house too.
My mom is such a Wisconsin mom. You know, she... If she likes music at all, it's like Josh Groban or Mannheim Steamroller Christmas. You know, that's sort of her musical taste. She is not a heavy metal person at all. So I just had an image of my mom in our backyard watering plants or something, wearing the Metallica shirt that terrified me when kids wore it in middle school, which is a knife sticking out of a toilet. So I found the T-shirt at a thrift store or a vintage shop somewhere and brought it home. And my mom is nothing if not a good sport.
How was that first conversation with your mom? Was she like, Nick, this shirt is too edgy for me?
No, it's more about the fit. It's more about like, ooh, this one's a little bit tight. You know, can you get a more flattering angle? But no, I think I've always involved my mom in dumb things like this. So she's used to it. This is old hat for her now.
Wow, that's fun.
Yeah, and I'll give you a picture, Joy, to post on your Facebook page, but he has put a collage of these together, and it's really, really funny. And if you follow him on social media, you'll see these pop up from time to time, along with a lot of his other pranks that you'll learn about on the show. But she just recently visited him in New York, and he had a whole new batch of heavy metal T-shirts for her. I should say, though, in that clip, you probably heard the voices of our two hosts for those shows, which was Halima Shaw and Chris Molina, who are two producers here at Wisconsin Public Radio. And they did a wonderful job of hosting this pilot.
You know, so we have a lot of our great producers and hosts doing these pilots and presumably regular programming on Wisconsin Public Radio. Are they going to stay with their day jobs, or don't we know?
I think time and staffing will tell. Yeah.
Yeah. So how about, last but not least, we are adding Wisconsin Life. Now, we do have the Wisconsin Life audio essay series that we play on Morning Edition on this program on Friday mornings, and I know on Central Time as well. How is Wisconsin Life Weekend different, Adam?
Well, this is a little bit more of an expansion of that, and it's what I loved about what this pilot did is that they kind of demonstrated a variety of ways. It wasn't just interviews. They did some on locale. They sent producer Michelle Good to look at the unique geology of Wisconsin and northern Wisconsin. They did interviews. They also did a recreation of a old Wisconsin radio
yes.
Homemaker show, which they used to do these kind
sure.
of dramatic soap operas. And they, Erica Janik, the host and producer behind that, found the old scripts and they recreated it. So it was a lot of fun. And this clip that you're about to play, though, is from a real powerful profile of a Wisconsinite that Erica does so well with Sagacious Livingston. And it's a very kind of memorable name. And in this clip, she explains why.
My dad, who has no college degree, used to read the dictionary, and he named me Sagacious. And I asked my dad, why did you name me Sagacious? Because I'm the only one in my I have 11 other siblings. Their names are like Chandra, Sean, Kyle, Paul, Isaac, right? I'm the only Sagacious, right? So why me? And my dad said, because I wanted you to live up to your name. That was important to me. And so as time went on, when I became an adult, I said, Dad, there's a word right across from my name. Salacious. You know, one letter different, it would have been the pole for me, Dad. I would have been right there swinging on the pole, right? And here I am at the podium, right? Like, that was one letter different. And then I realized that he understood that, and that name was very intentional. By the time he got to me, he was saying enough. There's something that's happening in our family. And if I call you something different, if I call you wise every day, then maybe you'll rise.
Wow. Yeah. So where do we go for more information about WPR next, Adam?
Yeah, the one-stop shop right now is WPR.org /next. And there you'll see, as you alluded to, very kind of complicated schedule. And then also, if you have ideas for either the producers of these shows or your own, you can send those to listener@WPR.org. And just make sure the subject title is WPR Next. And then our audience, great audience services team, will send those to me.
I look forward to hearing them. And again, starting on May 15th.
May 15th, yeah. Mm.
Wonderful. All right. Thanks for being here, Adam.
Wonderful. Jim.
Adam Friedrich is the executive producer of WPR Next. And we will come back with Mike Arnold, the director of content and the associate director of Wisconsin Public Radio, in just a moment. And he is here to also take your questions and your feedback about Wisconsin Public Radio on this edition of Mondays with Mike, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. This is Mondays with Mike. I'm Joy Cardine, along with Mike Arnold, who is the Associate Director and Director of Content at Wisconsin Public Radio. We just heard about what's ahead for WPR Next. If you have any questions or thoughts on that, we welcome your feedback at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. But we will also get the latest on Wisconsin Public Radio's centennial and the various events happening. And we would just like your questions and concerns about programming and operations. We welcome your feedback at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. Well, we have a lot of stuff going on. Mike, why don't we talk a little bit about Wisconsin Public Radio's centennial? We have a lot of special events happening coming up even this weekend in Eau Claire and La Crosse with Says You having live tapings.
Yeah, that's true. Says You is coming to Western Wisconsin for a May 6th show in Eau Claire and a May 7th show in La Crosse. There are some tickets available for both shows. So hope you'll go and buy those tickets at WPR.org/100. And not only the regular Says You people on the panel, but some Wisconsin surprises, too. So it's definitely worth being part of that.
So you can't tell us because then it wouldn't be a surprise.
That's right.
All
right. It's totally secret. It's a secret surprise.
And that's not all. As they say, I see that I'm hearing Larry Mueller saying he's going to be at Lambeau Field in June. That sounds
fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. Larry's going to be doing a live version of his show and taking a look at the history of the Green Bay Packers. Now, I understand there are some people who are fans of the Green Bay Packers.
A little bit in Wisconsin.
So I think this is going to be really good. And they're also going to have a tailgate-style meal afterwards. So you can find out about that at our Centennial website. Also, Simply Folk is doing a Centennial Shindig in the Wausau area. It's a concert with Dan Robinson from Simply Folk. And they have two Wisconsin bands performing at that event, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. And dead horses. I don't know if they're related, but I guess if you have a hand grenade, you might wind up with a few dead horses.
With a dead horse. I mean, it's memorable anyway.
Yeah,
a little bit spooky. but I actually saw they're both very good.
They are. Yeah.
And then old-time radio drama is hitting the road with some performances, too.
Yeah, we're excited about it. In July and August, they're going on the road to do an adaptation of Oscar Wilde's The Canterville Ghost. It's in Door County. They also have one in the Big Top Chautauqua in Bayfield, so that'll be fun.
And then finally capping it off, at least at this point, a grand celebration in October.
Yep. Ari Shapiro from NPR is coming to be part of that. He's going to be the host. And it's the power of story through performance, conversation, and music. A lot of things coming together for that. It should be a lot of fun. Tickets for all those events are available right now at WPR.org/100.
It's really cool. I mean, our 100th birthday, so I hope you can participate in many of these events going on all over the state. Do you think any more are going to be added to our roster?
I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah,
we have quite a few.
I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Arnold, welcoming your questions about all things Wisconsin Public Radio related. Maybe you have program suggestions. Maybe you have some feedback on what you hear or don't hear. Maybe you have some thoughts on fundraising or special events. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Dan in Birchwood is with us. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Joy and Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I called into your program on Wednesday with Eric Liu about citizen activism, and I shared about Citizens Climate Lobby and how there are 38 members in the House of Representatives, 19 Republicans, 19 Democrats working together in the Climate Solutions Caucus for bipartisan solutions on climate change. And I feel it's a really great story that isn't getting out there as much as it could be with all the People's Climate March and the March for Science the previous weekend. There's obviously a lot of energy and interest in climate change and solutions. And here we've got a bipartisanship building on it. And Citizens Climate Lobby has 20 chapters around the state and over 400 around the world. And we've got a lot of great information, and I think it would be a great great opportunity for you to do a program. And Mike Gallagher from Wisconsin's 8th District, our representative there, he's on that Climate Solutions Caucus, and maybe he would be interested in joining a show about bipartisanship and climate change.
So you're just talking about a single hour where we discuss the fact that that this exists, Dan?
Yeah, I think that would be a great story, because I think many people don't realize that there is so much energy and so much agreement about climate change, and it is reaching across party lines, and we're seeing the results of that and how citizens also are making that happen.
Sounds really good. Dan, thank you very much. I do remember your call, and I thought it was interesting that it was a bipartisan group that was working on climate change issues. We can certainly do more about that here. Is that something, too, that because science might look into,
Mike? I would imagine that would be the case. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, climate change is definitely something that people are talking about.
Yeah. Good. All right. Well, here's something that if you've ever dreamed of reading a book for chapter a day, apparently that's a possibility, Mike. What's up with this?
Yeah, we're putting out a call for chapter a day auditions in mid-May. So if you are a good reader and think it would be fun to do that, keep an eye out on WPR.org, WPR's Facebook page, the chapter a day Facebook page, and the WPR newsletter Radio Waves. We'll have some more information on that a little later in May when we let you know about that.
Well, so what are you looking for? Why do we need new readers for chapter a day?
Well, we're always looking for, Jim Fleming's kind of the main producer for the show, and he's always interested in finding new voices, and that's one of the things we want to try to do. We want to hear different people from around Wisconsin. So if you have a unique voice and would like to be part of that, it's really worth it. And I mean, chapter a day is a show that's been on the air for many years. And one of the things I think we discover from that is that, there's a real power to a single voice telling a story. And so you can be part of it. So if you've always wanted to be one of those people, feel free to keep track of that, because we'll be looking for people.
So you don't have to have pipes like Jim Fleming, though.
No. You can sound. You don't have to sound like Jim.
Here's a comment from
a
listener.
If you do, that would be great.
Well, yeah. I think that's you're looking for though. New voices, though.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
And different
Jim
voices.
Jim has a voice that is just. I mean. Well,
very,
you know,
very
yeah.
mellow in Jim. It's
yeah.
Very
yeah,
good.
He's great, and he's a wonderful mm-hmm. reader. So if we could find another Jim Fleming, that'd be great.
Here's a comment from a listener about Chapter a Day. The listener says, thank you for Chapter a Day. I have long been a listener, but never before have I contacted you. Jim Fleming is among my favorite readers, and Chapter 9 of Jewelweed moved me to tears with the narration of this book, and the return home from prison. Thank you. Mike, what do you think of that?
I think it's a good example of what I was talking about. I mean, I think, you know, Jim is just, I mean, he's a real star on WPR and is able to take these books and just bring them to life. And we're so lucky to have Jim as a reader on Chapter a Day, and we're just lucky to have Jim in general. There are times when I have meetings with Jim, and I wish he would just get out a book and read it to me, because it's just fun listening to him.
Let's see, what is coming up on Chapter a Day today? We should see what's new here. We have Jim Fleming reading from the memoir, Sit, Stay, Heal, How an Underachieving Labrador Won Our Hearts and Brought Us Together. Oh, my God. I will have to listen to that. That sounds fantastic.
And Jim puts a lot of work into Chapter a Day. I mean, there's a lot of reading and editing and stuff that goes into it. It seems very effortless when you listen to him read, but it's quite a feat.
Well, so. It is, and you have to have also the right type of book for this. I know a lot of times we get suggestions from people, how about my book, you know,
right,
whatever, and
right.
it has to be, it has to lend itself to someone reading it to you,
yeah,
you know, and,
yeah.
and let's see, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Maybe you have a thought about chapter a day. Do you want to read for chapter a day? You can let us know. If you have any questions about our 100th birthday party festivities, if you want to know more about WPR Next or anything else, you can give us a call, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Arnold, who is the Associate Director and Director of Content at Wisconsin Public Radio. Mike Arnold or Mike Crane will join us now every other first Monday of the month. We're sharing the mics with Central Time. So let's
yeah,
see.
Next time Mike Crane will be on.
That's
so,
right. So next time we'll be Mike Crane.
Me. Yeah.
Terry in Green Bay joins us. Hi, Terry.
Good morning. Thank you, Joy, for taking my call, and thank you for giving us the opportunity as listeners to chime in on how we can improve Wisconsin Public Radio. Great for everything you guys do. I really do enjoy podcasts. I'm probably subscribed to probably 40 of them and also listen to various programs throughout the day on the radio as well. But I really would like to see more for podcasts and geared those towards maybe local issues. You guys have the equipment there already and the technology, and maybe opening that up to local communities, you know, just like I perhaps just live in Green Bay. You might have one for, you know, the Sheboygan area, one for Oshkosh, you know, and they would maybe come to those radio stations in their area to do just podcasts, just nothing that would actually go on air, but just to talk and debate about issues going on in their local communities.
That's what I was going to ask. What kind of content would these have, Terry? So, for example, if you did one for Green Bay, what would you host it and then bring in community members or something?
Yeah, it would have some direction from, you know, Wisconsin Public Radio regarding, you know, what you want to talk about, what are the issues at hand for a local, very localized community. You know, like right now there's a open carry gun debate, you know, going on in Green Bay City Council, you know, or some development news or something. I'm just focused on Green Bay because that's where I follow the most news, but it could be for any community.
Interesting, yeah. And, of course, we have reporters based in many of these communities. So
We do.
Patty Marie in Green Bay. So that what about that idea?
That's an interesting idea, Terry. I mean, I think we'd have to figure out how to coordinate it. It's something that we have been doing a little more with podcasting. Adam Friedrich, who was here with WPR Next, has been working on developing some podcasts that we do here at WPR, including the politics podcast, which is only a podcast. It's not on the air at this point. We also have some regional shows that we do that are podcasts, but also regional shows in different areas across the state. But that's an interesting idea, Terry. Thanks for passing that on.
Yeah, so one that could focus more on local issues. We do have, in fact, Mike, and you may not have them memorized, but there are some local, they are on the air, but there are some local regional talk shows that are going on in, you know, like
right.
in
exactly.
some of the communities.
Yeah, and we podcast those too, so.
Yeah. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are looking for your questions and feedback about Wisconsin Public Radio programming and operations and special events and fundraising, whatever is on your mind. Speaking of fundraising, Mike, we have a pledge drive starting, tomorrow, right?
Yeah, it starts tomorrow.
How did that happen?
It's a relatively short one. Yeah, they happen every now and then. This one's just a few days, but we're excited about it because listener support is so important to what we do here at WPR. So that'll be starting tomorrow, and I think it wraps up on Friday, so it'll be a quick drive.
Yeah. Are we doing okay budget-wise or just in general?
We definitely are. You know, and I think that we've had lots of great support in celebration of the centennial, a lot of people wanting to contribute in support of the centennial. And we have actually during this pledge drive, we have this really cool WPR artist mug. We've been doing the mug every year that includes artwork. And this time we're going to have an artist mug that if you give $13 a month or more, it has these really cool, they're kind of hard to describe, but they're drawings that were done by school children who listened to the Let's Draw show
The
1950s. And they're really interesting looking drawings. It's kind of like, I don't know if it's of the time or what, but it's a very cool looking mug. And it was Let's Draw. I don't know if you know, you probably know about this, Troy, but it was a show where school kids would learn how to draw. They'd listen to the radio and they'd like say, draw this. And
I know, I thought, I did not listen to it while I was attending school in Wisconsin, even though it was so long ago. But I thought it was amazing that it would be a show on drawing that was on the non-visual
it's
radio.
And so that is the mug. And then another thing we're doing that's kind of interesting this pledge drive is we're going to help preserve Wisconsin forests. If you give a gift of $5 a month or more and choose to plant a tree as your thank you gift, we're partnering with Ho-Chunk Gaming in Madison, and they're going to match every tree we plant. And so we're hoping to get at least 100 trees. That would be kind of fun. But it's a neat thing because not only will it be supporting public radio, but also creating this forest, you know, this WPR forest.
I think that's nice, too.
So that's kind of cool, too.
Let's go back to the phones. Ken in Madison is with us. Hello, Ken.
Hi, how you doing? I absolutely love the Ideas Network, and I listen to it all over the state while I'm driving around. One of my biggest questions is my reception in Madison is absolutely horrible. I listen to 90.7 or 90.9, and either one, no matter where I'm in Madison, it's very staticky and all that, and no matter what car I'm driving.
Oh, really?
I do stream a lot. But my big problem there is I drive Uber and Lyft every now and then, and I love to listen to it while I'm driving, and it sparks conversation as well. But when I've got so much going on my phone with maps and ride acceptance and all that, it really doesn't work with streaming. So I was just wondering if has anybody ever addressed the reception.
Reception is always something we're working on. We have a couple translators in Madison. I wish I could remember the dial positions for those. They're on the higher end of the dial, I think like 104 point something.
I don't have them memorized.
So that could help, but that's also because they're lower powered, they kind of go in and out too. Another thing that actually works surprisingly well, even in parking garages, I will note, is AM 970. Not everybody goes to the AM dial very often.
That's the strongest one in Madison.
It is definitely the strongest one in Madison, and it does work. Typically, when I'm going in the parking garage, if Joy's having an interesting conversation, I switch over to that, and I'm able to continue hearing it when I pull in. So it's pretty amazing. So you ought to try out AM 970.
All right, great. Thank you.
All right, thanks very much. And that's true. For some reason, people mostly are looking for us on FM, but there are still a couple of AM dinosaurs around, right?
We have a couple of them, and 970 is a pretty good signal, so usually you can hear it. And it also broadcasts, I think it's in stereo if you have the right radio. So,
yeah, and speaking of signals, David in Wanakee is with us. Hi, David.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Love your station. However, I have a question relative to 970 AM.
Okay.
I live in an apartment building, and the FM stations do not come in that well.
Right, especially
here. However, 970 does, except in the evening.
There we go, darn it.
Yeah, that's the Achilles heel of AM radio, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a sunrise-sunset situation, right?
Right, and as we move into the summer, you'll be able to hear it later into the evening because it stays light outside. But there is a requirement, and this is because AM radio goes farther at night. We have to lower the power at a certain time, and it kind of varies through the year. But that's something we really can't control, unfortunately. And in that case, it might be good if you can figure out how to listen online, because if you have high-speed internet, you can listen to WPR, and the good thing about that, as long as you have the internet access, is that it never goes away like AM. But yeah, but I think you'll be lucky as we move into the summer because it'll
get later and later.
Yeah. It's like the times vary, and so like in the wintertime, it's horrible because you know we're lower power until the sun comes out, and then we the power goes up.
And summer will come, some, we promise. It.
Yeah, eventually. Yeah. Eventually. It's obviously not here today.
Yeah. I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Arnold, the Associate Director and Director of Content at Wisconsin Public Radio. This is Mondays with Mike. Once a month, Mike Arnold or Mike Crane will join the Joy Cardine Show or Central Time to talk with you about all things Wisconsin Public Radio. Share news with you and welcome your questions and feedback. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. We'll take more of your phone calls in just a moment. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the May edition of Mondays with Mike. Mike Arnold is with us. He is second in command here at Wisconsin Public Radio, Associate Director and Director of Content at Wisconsin Public Radio. I just promoted the fact that On Point is coming up in our next hour. Mike, and that just reminded me that On Point came to Wisconsin last month, and
yeah.
Boy, that was a well-attended show and
yeah,
well-received on the air. So
yeah, it was really great. They did a wonderful show in Milwaukee, and another thing we tried, which was interesting, quite a few people took advantage of it, was we live-streamed it. So you were able to watch it on Facebook, which was kind of interesting. But Tom Ashbrook's a real talent. It was a great conversation.
We also have a new series that is happening on Wisconsin Public Radio. Our award-winning newsroom is digging into issues in our state that take place at the intersection of food and water and land. Tell us more, Mike, about this State of Change series.
Yeah, we have a year-long series called State of Change, and it's going to focus on food, water, and land, which pretty much covers a lot of things. There's a lot happening in agriculture right now, and with this series, our news team wants to shed light on what those basic resources mean for people's lives here in Wisconsin. You can see the stories that have been produced so far by going to the website at wpr.org/change. And also just by listening, because you'll hear the stories from time to time here on the Ideas Network and on WPR's News and Classical Service.
Anne in Madison emails, I'm a longtime listener and I appreciate the many wonderful shows, but I wish you would announce if a program is being rebroadcast when it starts. It is disrespectful to the time of your listeners who attempt to call in or otherwise participate when it is not possible.
When a show is being, if a show is airing and it's going to be rebroadcast at another time, we should say it's going to be on it.
I think that maybe she thinks coming up it's a rebroadcast of On Your Money. I'm just, example of a show that's live at one time during the week and then rebroadcast. But there's not that many of those anymore, are there?
No, there are fewer of those, but we do have an announcement that goes before a show that's a rebroadcast, but we'll definitely keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's hard for me during a live show to... And I do say on that live show at the end of the show anyway that the program is live on Tuesdays and rebroadcast on Saturdays. But we can't really edit throughout the entire show. You know,
right. This
is on tape. This is on tape throughout
right.
the show.
Right.
Happy called in to tell us that she likes open line shows where listeners get to call in and offer show suggestions. She would like to hear more of these. Would you like to hear more of those too, Mike?
Sure. I mean, I think open line call hours can be fun, actually. You know, sometimes some really interesting stuff comes across the transom. Yeah. We try to have shows where we actually have a guest, but sometimes we do the open lines.
And sometimes those open lines occur when, for an unforeseen reason, a guest is not there when the guest said that he or she would be there. And we will do them in an emergency basis, and I think there is sort of a conscious decision that should those emergency situations happen, we shouldn't regularly schedule the open line, at least
right.
on a regular basis.
Right.
So. But yeah, happy. I like them too. I think they're fun. Let's go to Dave in Lancaster. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Joy and Mike. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy On the Media, and it's only a game on Sunday mornings, but they're so early. can't always listen to them. I was wondering if you've ever considered changing those to a different time or rebroadcasting those.
We always do think about that. I think on the media used to be rebroadcast at a different time. I think it was like
3 Friday. In the afternoon or something.
Yeah, it was
wasn't
Friday
it?
Night or something maybe. I don't know. It was sometime. Oh. And we try to do that. Another thing that we try to be sensitive to is there are some people who think that if we repeat too many things that's not providing as much variety in programming. So we always try to balance that a little bit. The great thing is when you have shows that are so good that people want to hear again, it's probably a sign that they're good shows. So yeah, we're glad that you enjoy Only a Game and On the Media. They're both really great shows.
And I'm just curious, Dave, some people, but not all people, just will go and listen online to a show if they don't hear it when it's broadcast live. Is that something you would consider doing, or is that not appeal to you at all?
We don't have a computer, so they're in a smartphone, so there's no way to do that. So.
Yeah.
But we listen to public radio basically from when we get up in the morning until we go to bed at night, and just really enjoy those programs, and you can't always listen to them on Sunday morning because of the time. So.
Well, we'll definitely keep that in mind, Dave.
Yeah. 1-800-642-1234. We have an open line for you if you have a programming suggestion, a thought about what you hear or don't hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, if you have a praise or otherwise for what you hear, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. What would make Wisconsin Public Radio even more valuable to you? This is the May edition of Mondays with Mike, and Mike Arnold is with us to answer your questions and to respond to your feedback. Tony in Wakefield, Michigan is with us. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Joy. Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I just have a question for Mike in terms of the four new shows that you're going to put on, and I always like the variation and the different subjects that you play. But my question is, what would you actually preempt to put these shows on? I hope you don't mess with Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings, because wait, don't tell me, says you, away with words. I mean, that is my karma. That is what I...
So you're not going to mess with his karma, are you,
Mike? We're trying not to do that. Yeah, and it's only temporary. We're only doing the shows once or twice. So even if we do preempt something, we're not taking anything away.
This is just to pilot them to see what people think.
Right, right.
It's not the permanent position of them.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, I understand that, but are you going to do it in the mornings or in the weekends
the
evenings?
We will have them on in the evenings. So there will be a strip of them in 1 week in the evenings. And then we're also doing them on the weekends. And we're trying to do them at times where they're not preempting
super
much.
Popular
yeah,
shows.
Hopefully
or
not, yeah.
I shouldn't say that
are,
because
it will be temporary. That'll be part of the feedback that we'll get, I guess.
Yeah. FYI, Tony really loves Away with Words and Says You, and I mean, a lot of people love those shows.
Yeah, yeah, and we won't be preempting Away with Words. I think that's and that's one of the things with new things. Whenever you add something, it has to replace something. So we're trying to be sensitive to that as much
right.
as possible. So
and for those who are just joining, Tony is referring to the WPR Next pilot programs that will start their piloting, I guess, in May 15th. And you'll have many different opportunities to hear these four new shows. One is Because Science, one is Beta, one is Entertain Us, and one is Wisconsin Life Weekend. And that's at WPR.org is where you can get the full schedule and more information on those
right,
shows.
Right.
What is the next step for WPR Next after people comment on, have feedback on these shows?
Well, we'll get feedback, and then one of the things we want to do is figure out if there are some that we want to continue to do. So we'll figure that out over the summer. But it's a big step, I think, to get them on the air. So we're excited about that and looking forward to hearing what people say. And we're always interested in developing new things here at WPR. So we hope you enjoy listening to these programs and give us some feedback.
Right. So we want feedback and eventually a decision will be made where these shows may permanently be placed.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Tony. Annette in Green Bay is with us. Hi, Annette.
Yes, good morning. I like listening to the BBC stations in the middle of the night. I'm an insomniac, so it would be nice to have some of those on during regular hours. There is so much on BBC. It's amazing, and I'd love to see more. I know there's a 3 o'clock news hour on the Ideas Network, but that's it. I'd like to see more.
Okay. I mean, I know that there are a lot of people who enjoy the BBC. It's one of the reasons why we picked up the NewsHour. The NewsHour is a flagship news program for the BBC, and it's been very popular on the News and Classical Service. But we'll keep your thought in mind. There could be some other things we could do with the BBC in the future.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks very much. Let's see. We have a number of callers here, but I'm gonna try Josh in Casco. Hi, Josh.
Hello. I love all the plots. I'd like to put them on a schedule, please. I'd like to include a local-produced car program for a Larry Mueller show once a month.
Uh-huh.
And why can't we allow the Here and Now on Wisconsin Public Radio? I listen to a podcast, but why wouldn't it be allowed on Wisconsin Public Radio, the Here and Now?
Here and Now? You mean the Wisconsin Public Television show?
No, the radio version. Jeremy Hobson and Robin Young. Robin Young, thank you.
Oh, Here and Now. Yeah, that's heard in Milwaukee on WUWM. At this point, I think one of the reasons we don't air it is because it's on in Milwaukee, and we don't want to compete with that. But it's something we'll keep in mind. I know a lot of people enjoy hearing Here and Now from WBUR in Boston and NPR.
All right, Josh. Locally produced a car show on Larry Mueller's show. Well, there's an idea. I mean, it's he brings on car guests from time to time. So
I've
do I.
Yeah, I thought about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think, you know, that's one of the things I think we'll lose with car talk. So we'll definitely keep that in mind in the future. Another thing I wanted to mention is that we've been working with Wisconsin Veterans Museum and WPT for the past few years on Wisconsin Remembers, A Face for Every Name. We are doing a traveling exhibit. There are many Wisconsin veterans who lost their lives in Vietnam and are listed on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall in Washington. And our display puts those names with the faces by displaying every photo of every Wisconsin veteran listed on the wall. And we're able to find photos for each name thanks to many wonderful volunteers around the state. And that is on... It's a traveling exhibit now. It's going to different libraries and festivals and schools. And if you want to find out where it is, you can go to wpr.org/veterans. And it's very moving. It's actually, we had it set up here at the station. And it's just amazing to stand there and look at all the young people who were lost in Vietnam and who gave their lives for the country.
Yeah, it's a very moving exhibit. So, did we miss anything, Mike? I don't think we did. I think that covers most of it. A reminder that Pledge Drive starts tomorrow, and what's new?
It does. The Pledge Drive starts tomorrow. We do have that great artist mug, which is going to be pretty exciting. I think we'll have it online so you can look at it pretty soon. It really is. It's the kind of thing that will start a conversation with somebody if they see the mug, because the images are just amazing. And they were drawn by school kids, basically, in the 50s. Also, we're doing the forest thing for $5 a month or more. You can plant a tree with your thank you gift. So that'll be fun.
We have one more minute to go. If a Wisconsin Public Radio listener has a person knock on the door to see if they would like to donate to Wisconsin Public Radio or to renew a membership, that is not a scam, right?
No. Yeah, we're doing canvassing, which is sort of door-to-door. WPT has been doing it. We're the first radio station to do it in the country. People kind of enjoy it. It's kind of fun to have people from Wisconsin Public Radio come up to your house. If it's not, just tell them to go away and they'll leave. That is happening. And I think it will be happening in the Milwaukee area and Madison. So if you have people walking around the neighborhood saying they're from WPR, they probably are.
Yeah. And they'll have something that says they are probably.
Yes. Yeah. They'll have like IDs and stuff.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Mike Arnold is the Associate Director and Director of Content at Wisconsin Public Radio. You can always provide feedback or ask questions. Plenty of places to do that at wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.